Hello and welcome to Duelist Uni Raw, episode 106. I just did an intro for another episode, and as I'm sitting here trying to come up with another thing to say, insight to have, realizing, oh, sometimes it's okay to just not come up with or do the thing that you think is best, because sometimes what you think is best isn't even close to what is actually best. And you can just do the thing that you felt like doing, which was doing this, and keep on moving.
And that in itself is probably the most insightful thing that you could say right now. It's the most valuable insight that we're sharing, is that you're enough. Just do what you're doing. Stop trying to be anything. Stop trying to be insightful. Stop trying to be spiritual. Stop trying to be enlightened. Stop trying to be a better version of yourself. And what you'll find is that now you're in a state of mind where you can make the most of what you are.
And with all of that said, I hope you enjoy this live stream that is Duelist Uni Raw, episode 106.
And here we are for an impromptu episode of Duelistic Unity Raw. I'm excited about this one, as I am excited about almost all of them. I'm excited about all of them, I guess. Sometimes I dread them a little bit, but that's why I'm excited as well. I'm excited about this one because we were just talking about how important it is to, I guess, butt up against consequence, recognize limitation, to look and see that there are, in fact, ripples that come back to you depending on your actions. And with awareness of those ripples, you change your actions. If you're beating yourself up, it makes it very difficult to be aware of the ripples, because then you're just focused on yourself. But if you can stop focusing on yourself and take a look around, you start to realize all the chaos that you've been causing for yourself, and you start to tread a little bit more softly. But so long as you're making excuses that you can't, you regulate yourself, oh, I just get overstimulated, meh, stuff like that, you're never going to look around because you're just focusing on yourself. You're telling yourself, I can't look at everything that's happening. I can't be accountable for everything that's happening. It's always going to overwhelm me, and so it will. But it isn't until it continues to overwhelm you and you finally get tired of being the victim that you decide, okay, maybe I should try to do something about this. And then you realize you can. That you don't have to let it beat you down. And that changes everything for you.
Oh, yeah. Everything. And thinking that you're too overwhelmed to handle something, it's just another fucking narrative story. You keep telling, oh, this is too overwhelming. But it's just a projection of what you think it is anyway. It's not even like you're facing it or dealing with it. You're just saying, this is overwhelming. Like, saying something's overwhelming is almost a great way to avoid it. Like, I think I caught myself saying yesterday how intense being here is. And I'm like, that's just another fucking way for me to be like, ah, oh, it's a little too intense right now to be here. Let me dial that shit back a little bit. It's like, it's another fucking story. And the more willing you are to catch yourself for those things, the more willing you are to be where you're at. And when you are able to let go of that idea that something's too much or too overwhelming and just start doing shit, when you're not making that excuse anymore, you start working through the things that are keeping you from just being where you're at. Because there's a lot of like underlying stuff too that you can get really good at just avoiding, skirting, and wonder where certain feelings are coming from. It's because anytime something comes up, you just avoid it. You just don't face it. You just come up with some excuse, some narrative, some familiar story, as opposed to just seeing like, all right, well, I'm going to do something. If I'm going to be avoiding something, might as well just like, I'm going to be doing something else instead. Might as well just do the thing and then see how that impacts you. And there is a very direct impact on your day to day, moment to moment, in between everything else experience. Like, you can't escape those feelings, those things that you're avoiding. You can just pretend that they're not there, right? And all of that is going to be something in the way of just being willing to be here, because here is going to be uncomfortable if you're not facing those things. Like, the avoidances make here uncomfortable because you're so much more aware of reality, what's actually happening. To your point, like, when you're finally not just thinking about yourself all the goddamn time and able to be here, there's there's a freedom, but then there's a responsibility and a sensitivity and everything else that comes with it. And the freedom and the responsibility go hand in hand. Like, shit comes up, you don't want to look at it. You're not going to, like, you can't be free if you're not willing to work through certain things. Like, you can't have one without the other. And as the responsibility is taken, the freedom is there. Not saying it's like a reward thing or anything, but it just kind of goes hand in hand with it, because there isn't so much holding you back from it, which is, I'd argue, like, our baseline experience is just being free right here. And we come up with all the reasons in the world why we can't be free here, because being here, like, it's the only place you can be free. So it hit me early, last thing I'll wrap up, but it hit me earlier that I was thinking about, like, oh, what do I want? What do I really want out of my life? Like, at the end of it, like, what am I doing everything for? It's like, well, to be free. It's like, wait a second. The only place I can ever be free is right here. So is it that I'm becoming free, or that I'm just moment to moment choosing whether I want to or not, if I think there's a reason not to? And so if I look at my whole life, it's like, what do I want to be free? Only place I can do it is here. And what the fuck am I doing not being here?
Yeah. What if your life moment to moment just reflects to a greater or lesser degree the state of freedom that you're willing to embody from moment to moment? Because you can never get to freedom. It's something you have to practice. It's something you have to allow yourself to get used to. You have to gain that strength. You know, it's why I like the expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. And it's just because at least one of you is prepared. The other one's just like, maybe I should have learned more than gardening. You know, and that's the right, holding on to your hoe, wishing that it'd help you, and it's not. The hoe will never help you. And so just it really just comes down to strength. It comes down to recognizing that the more you're afraid, the worse it gets. The more you're afraid of your fear, the bigger that gets. And it makes sense. I mean, this is the reason that I took martial arts at the end of the day, is just because whenever I was in a confrontation physically, there was fear. And regardless if it went well for me or not, it was still driven by fear. And it was just because my urge was to not want to face this thing, as our urge is often to not want to face the thing that is confronting us, that's giving us that level of fear. But if you think about it, what if I were to just turn my back and cover my head? Now I can't see the thing that I'm afraid of, and it can have its way with me. It can just beat the crap out of me. And I'm still left facing it, but now I'm not even giving myself the opportunity to have influence because I'm not looking at it. So I'm afraid and I'm blind. Whereas if I were to just face it, recognize it'd be fear, and continue to work despite that fear, continue to look, continue to be aware, everything else changes. At least you have influence. At least you have a say. You're in the driver's seat, right? You are fully participating. And that is the best thing that you can do, because in that participation, that's where reality is changing. But it's going to change whether you participate or not, because it's always changing. And even not participating is kind of participating in your own way. You're just kind of opting out.
Very much so. And you got to start with something. Like, it's funny because, like, I've been staying pretty busy this week with, you know, just work stuff and not really meeting up with too many people. And last night I was walking back from getting dinner and I was like, I haven't really hung with too many people. Swung by, there's a bar, and just saw a few, like, no one was dancing, and I just got a water and just went in there and danced, like, by myself on the dance floor for a bit. And then there was a couple people and started chatting with them. And just, like, it's been funny because more recently I've been feeling, like, deeper fears and insecurities, like very basic ones for very, very basic interactions. And it's all just uncertainty. And there's, like, a concern that's right there, but it's only if I'm willing to look. like with when I'm not looking, like when I'm at, and I've been feeling the last day or so more like I'm at the forefront of my eyes and like me is kind of behind that. And I can look if I want, but there isn't a benefit to focusing on those thoughts as they come up. Like there's zero benefit whatsoever. And I found, and oh, I forgot that before that, when I was at dinner, I saw a kid, I thought I recognized something he was wearing from a friend who's a brand, whatever, and didn't. And then we just started chatting, talked for like an hour, got into, he had a big old cross on him. So I was like, careful not to get into too much of that side of things, but we got pretty good into some stuff. And with even with conversation, and it was one of the first times that I felt like I didn't think at all during a conversation. It was very much just like a free flow, just seeing where it went. And I realized that everything was right there, like when I needed it. And I feel like that's a lot of where my doubt and concern comes from, is like, oh, will it be there? And I'm like, what is it? What is that? What am I thinking is going to be there? And who am I doing it for? And what am I doing this for? And so all of that combined, we were just like talking. And then sometimes like the thought of just, is this conversation not going well, but like the right way to kick off a conversation, you know, just shit like that. And I didn't have that at all yesterday whatsoever, and started out with just like some smaller talk, what, you know, what they're doing around here. And then we got into, you know, like certain idea people have of, you know, avoiding where they're at and like how many reflective sort of things there are in society based on, you know, where people live, what side of a city they're in, like if it's a tenser side of a city or more relaxed side of a city, and like where that comes from, what they're trying to get to, where they're trying to go, how much control they're trying to have, and just like a bunch of different things like that. And it was fun. Like it was actually enjoyable to go back and forth, kind of like playing ping pong or something, as opposed to this thing that, because that's something I haven't for a while. It's like I'm just more aware of a lot of feelings now and considerations. And so it does feel like part of me feels like I'm back, you know, fucking regressed, whatever. And yet, as I got into certain things, there was so much more there. It was just that I've been putting up a wall of things that, so it feels maybe, because it's the same sort of wall that you always put up, no matter what you're dealing with or going through. And it's just a lack of faith, despite there being, I don't want to say like more shit, but like more, I've had way more experiences than I have like 5 years ago. Despite, you know, thinking back to college, I was like, I never felt like I ever thought about, oh, is this conversation going? I'm sure I did, and I just don't remember. But there seemed like there was a lot less concern for just interactions with anyone ever. And now there's sometimes more consideration. Then again, when I was in college, I was around people all the time, and I haven't been necessarily you know, settled in a town very much. So it's been bouncing around, meeting people here and there, but not as consistently. But it's interesting, when I got into things and, you know, chatting with people, all of a sudden it was like very, very easy. And I almost never went back to, like, it felt like going back into my mind versus just being at the forefront and things just like coming out, in a sense. So yeah, that's been, I don't remember where that started, but it's been interesting. It's
kind of interesting, because it's almost like a physical feeling of like burrowing back into your doubts and your thoughts. Like, if I hide inside here and think about everything, I'll be safe. It's like, you haven't moved. You're still standing in the same place, you fucking butts, you know, like it's, and that's it. But it's being upfront and being in the experience as it's happening without going, oh my God, what is everybody thinking about me? How are they perceiving me? Am I saying the right thing? Where's this going? What's going to happen? And all this stuff instead is just like, oh, that was said, and I'm going to say this. That's going to be said. And I'm going to say this. And maybe I'm not going to say anything. And, you know, I'm going to go and shoot some darts. You know, just shit like that. And you're just not thinking about it. This is why there's that degree of nonchalance. Because there has to be. There has to be. As soon as you start thinking that you have to act a certain way, you're going to start drowning in that thing that we call your mind. You're going to start getting sucked back into the abyss like it's the fucking sunken place from Get Out. And it's exactly what it feels like when you're really thinking about your doubts and your shame and your judgment and all that shit. It feels like you're in the back of a dark little place in your mind. And everything else is just unsure because you're not involved with it. That's what makes it worse. Now you're like, oh my God, somebody was just talking to me and I didn't hear them at all. And now you judge yourself for that. Deeper you go. It makes it even harder to hear them the next time. And it happens that way. You can be staring at somebody right in the face going, why am I not listening to them? Why am I not listening to them? Well, you're missing everything they say, asking yourself, why aren't you listening to them? Instead of just letting go of thinking about yourself at all, catching the first fragment that makes sense to you and then just running with it. Just listening to that as it trails into something else. But it's so difficult to piece it together when you feel so far removed. But that's all it is. It's just, there's a switch. It's just a difference in how you face reality, face yourself. It really is just that. Are you willing to just be vulnerable and at risk? And if not, then you're going to put a false little blanket of thought around yourself and tell yourself it's going to be okay, despite the fact that you keep bumping into shit.
Yeah, and oh man, and it's just the willingness to be good with yourself, like how you act. Like, you don't have to have thoughts about wondering whether you're doing the right or the wrong thing or acting the right or the wrong way. And it's so funny how when you jump into something you're a little bit uncomfortable about or thinking about or worrying about, thinking all these things, it's like, downplay the influence that we have too. Like, even the willingness to like take the lead on something, I think that's a big thing I've avoided in my life, you know, just from a self-doubt perspective. You know, it's got to make sure someone else is doing this in order to know that it's something that's okay to do. And I've been testing out like less of that, like yesterday, just willing to not even look around, you know, and mirror anyone and just be kind of doing what I'm doing. And then sometimes when I'd look around, I'd see someone like doing the same thing I was doing. And I was like, oh, wait a second. All right. So in reality, like someone's kind of dictating the flow to some degree or variations are doing so. And I'm not saying that that was me by any means, but the more willing you are to let go of yourself and thoughts about yourself, the more it's just like right there. And it's not even that as you're going, you're like, oh, I'm doing the right thing. I'm leading the charge, whatever. It's just, you're just doing shit without the additional consideration. It's the sensitivity without the additional consideration based on yourself. And it's like, this is what I'm feeling like doing now. I'm going to go do this. This is what I'm feeling like doing now. I'm going to go do this. Blah, 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 blah. And you just keep doing that with sensitivity. And you can just keep doing that with sensitivity, like in a sense. And it's all right. It's like, it just, things start making sense, but you got to be willing to be in that. You got to be willing to just fucking jump in and do it. Like, when there's a buildup of discomfort, it in no way is indicative of what's going to happen or how something's going to go. You can just jump and find out and keep finding out. And all of the, you know, all the things we've talked about, a lot of the things we've talked about on the podcast, they, I think, help inform that. Just like a buildup of energy, jump in, keep going. You don't need to follow someone else. You don't need to wait for someone else to do it for you. It's just, you can have faith in yourself. Take the next step. That's how you find out. It's not from sitting back and considering how to make the next step, like you taking the next step without so much thought or second guessing or concern is you figuring it out. There's no way to sit back and observe and contemplate and figure it out and then go. It's you have to be moment to moment to moment, forefront, paying attention. And that's you finding out. And when there isn't so much concern for how it's going, there isn't so much worry as it's going. Because it's like with anything in nature, how things grow, nothing grows in a straight line. So for you to stop at a certain point and contemplate or be like, oh, that was dumb. Oh, that was not. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I got to stop. And it's like if a fucking root was going down and then came back up to grow, or up and then back down to keep growing. It's the same sort of thing reflective in ourselves, but there's so much concern for which direction I feel like I'm at, which is just a fucking assumption, or how I think something is playing out, that don't let it be completed. You don't let it continue on. And that's just being yourself. Like that's fuck, dude. It's like when we're young, it's probably that. Like, I got to stop being myself and then latch on to something else. And that's when the root just fucking dies almost, or at least is hindered in a lot of ways. And yeah, but in any moment, you can just come back to it. Like you can come back to just being it in any moment.
As soon as you surrender, because that's really what you got. That's what that experience is, of being upfront in reality. It's just like, I don't know what the fuck's happening, but I'm willing to find out, you know, and that's really what it is. I'm willing to find out rather than I'm going to sit back and speculate, you know, and that's what we're doing all the time. We're speculating into the future based on the past, based on our perception of the past, based on our perception of ourselves. We're making assumptions. We're guessing. We're like, these things might happen. And we're ignoring all the other things that might happen because we don't want to think about those, or we don't even know that we can think about those, or we don't even know that they exist, right? The known unknowns and then the unknown unknowns and all that fun stuff, for sure. But the whole point is that your option is either to kind of take a back seat and tentatively walk into life a little bit at a time and then wonder why you're afraid and you don't feel like you're very confident, or you can live right up in the moment and admit that you don't know what the fuck is going to happen and then just let yourself figure it out. But that's it. It's allowing yourself to figure it out. It's allowing yourself to go through experiences without taking a back step again and going, how am I doing? Because in the moment, you're already processing. You're already figuring things out. If something, for example, if you try something and it doesn't turn out the way that you want, you're learning as that happens. To take a moment, sit back and go, fuck, oh, I'm such an idiot, and get frustrated actually stops you from just learning from it and moving on to the next part of the lesson. It just slows you down. That's all it does. So you may as well just be up front, let the dice roll, and then deal with what's in front of you. And that's pretty much it, you know. But I find it funny because it's kind of like the question, you know, how do I be more present? It's like, how do you not be present? You are the present, right? That's pretty much it. And it's like, well, how do I get better at this? Better at what? Being you? Like you're trying to achieve some ideal in your head that, well, if I was perfect in the way that I'm perceiving in my head, you'd probably be a superficial asshole. Right? You'd probably be the kind of person that other people feel intimidated by. There's a whole bunch of ripples that happen outside of what you're considering. It's just that would make me happy. It's like, no, it won't. It just won't. There is nothing. There's no place you can get to. There's no achievement that's going to make you anything other than what you are. The only thing that's going to happen over the course of your life is you're going to learn how to deal with what you are with a little bit more grace, a little less fear, a little bit more understanding, a little bit more empathy. Because that's all you're learning to do, is just deal with what you are with a little bit more patience. When you get upset about things, you're like, fuck, I got upset about it. Oh, okay. And I've been upset before. And at least I caught myself this time. And okay. And then you just move on. And then something pisses you off again. And you're like, ah, but I caught it this time. And it just, it continues on, but you can judge yourself into paralysis. It doesn't help you. Like, you don't have to get in there thinking that your interference is somehow going to make you learn faster, when all it's doing is holding you into the past where you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that past and that familiar spot, that familiar story. And the moment to moment, it's almost like a module. If you're going through a course and you're going course by course, and the only thing you have to do, it's not even about getting to the end. It's not even about necessarily doing well. It's just about doing the next thing and going to the next thing. But if you make up this idea that it does have to be done well, every step has to be perfect, then, you know, stumbling or falling or feeling like you failed at something is just like going through one of those little steps, one of those little modules, getting a 60%, which is still like a lot of percent. It's just not the grade that you wanted. And focusing on that and being like, oh, I should have done that better. I wish I'd done that better. Instead of just moving on to the next fucking module. And the next one has different things to learn, different information. And I've been finding that more too. Like, there's no situation, or maybe we talked about this yesterday. I forget where I was thinking about this, but there's no situation, or like no situation is so far gone that it can't be recovered from, like, because it's just moment to moment. So it's not like this whole sort of thing. Like, if you go through something and you feel like, oh, it's not going great, like, you can just come back to where you're at. You can just let go of your idea of how it's going and you're back in it. And then it's right there. And it's not this whole big thing, because it is just a moment to moment thing. And so there's not really even separate experiences to be judged or focused on or had. It's just your life moment to moment with, you know, a shifting scenery more so. But it's just you here moment to moment to moment to moment going through things, being either restricted by some idea of what you're afraid of or what you think should be happening, or willing to just continue on without so much thought and the illusion of that having any benefit whatsoever. Like, I have been, every time I've gotten high the last couple of days, I've gone through just like a bunch of different things. And yesterday, as we talked about, I was like fucking, like you're talking about someone sinking back into their thing. Like, it was fucking wild, and I so badly thought I had to get it figured out. And then even just today, it was like another boom, 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 boom. But today, because after we had talked yesterday just about how it's always like all of those things are just a distraction to keep you from this, like from here. Like, this is all I got is here. So I was walking and like shit was going wild, and I was like, oh, it's just a distraction. Like, that's all it is from here. It's not something to figure out necessarily. And if I'm here, then that's like, that's it. That's it. And I've always thought that when certain thoughts come up, especially when I'm high, it's like, oh, I'm going into something. It's like, no, it's just keeping me from here, like this spot that I'm in right now. It's not as deep and as crazy as it can seem. It's not something that has to be focused on. And the deeper it goes, the more enticing it is, because the deepest fears are the ones that are the most, we so badly think we have to focus on them. And then it's like we have to do something to figure them out too. We have to do something in order to overcome them, as opposed to just seeing it as, this is distracting me from here right now. And that being the fear, it's just fear itself, and it embodies itself in so many different ways. But it's always just that distraction from right here. And because, like, it's not about doing things to overcome things. It's just about continuing to be here, and things have a way of playing out. Like, fuck, when some of that shit was coming up, I was like, you know, oh, I gotta solve this, cure this, deal with this, focus on this, overcome this. And it was just like, I was not I was not in reality at all. Like someone could have come across and punched me in the face and I would not have seen them coming or maybe even felt it. It was that like focused on, and yet realizing now, like I went through a similar thing today and it was an entirely different experience because it wasn't like I got to dig into this. It's just, that's that fucking storm cloud going by. I don't have to fucking pick a fight with it. I can just leave it be, feel whatever it is, and continue to be where I'm at.
And that's pretty much it, right? But it really is. It's like that. It's like, you know, you don't try to solve the wind when it's blowing you around. It's not something you're trying to find a solution to. You're just more or less doing what you can to get through it while it's happening. Right. And that's more or less the same thing with your thoughts, with your judgments and all that stuff. Like they're happening. They're happening because there's a part of you that still finds them valuable or still trying to learn from them. And that's more or less it. And that's not something that you can or should fix because it's informing something else. And you don't want to fuck with any of that because you don't know all the stuff that you're learning. And that's something I deeply appreciate about my older age is the fact that it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Like I have no idea what I want my life to be. You know, I really don't. And what by that, I mean, I have no idea what I want my surroundings to be or my situation to be. As you were saying, you know, I know what I want my present to be, but I don't know what kind of reality reflects that kind of presence. I don't know what circumstances reflect that level of peace. And so it has to unfold as I go. It has to just come into fruition from the act of being in that state, actually being there. That being the foundation, then everything else kind of forms around that. In the same way, our relationships kind of start to reflect the kind of mentality that we're in over time, year by year. All of a sudden, those friends that were taking advantage of you just aren't around anymore. And you're not making any more friends like that. It's fucking weird, right? And it's just because you've learned, you've changed, you're embodying a different mentality. The same is true for all of our surroundings. The same is true for our path. The same is true for whatever trajectory that we're going on, right? And so it really just comes down to being with yourself. And when, as you said, the storm is blowing, when you're going through all that thought and all that stuff, just to recognize that, you know, right. It's anytime I get involved with it, it's going to feel personal. Whenever I put myself in it, I feel like the thinker that's being thought about. Right. Other than that, it's just the thinker and the thought. They're like a pair just floating around within your consciousness. Right. And you can't grab onto one without being the other. So you just got to watch them go by, focus on where you are, pay attention as best you can, situational awareness. And again, this is something that I credit to martial arts for a large portion of the practice for me, because as you've witnessed in Wing Chun, a lot of it's sensitivity, right? A lot of it is just feeling the contact against you and allowing yourself to actually feel it without going, this is going to happen, right? Because as soon as you make that assumption, something else can happen. And that's life in a nutshell. Right. So it's just rolling with it, allowing life to more or less dictate the flow, and you just participate as it does.
Well said. Yeah, it's like being sensitive, kind of paying attention to everything and then focusing on one little thing, thinking that that's the thing that's going to happen. And then something else comes from somewhere else because it's never going to be the thing that you're focusing on. There's not the benefit to focusing on that shit. Like, oh gosh, so much of me, like, it's so funny because realizing that maybe my experience of hell was worse than I remembered, since like because I got sort of a glimpse of it yesterday, and how that lasted for a while, like to some, at least some underlying degree for a year, like a few years of my life. It wasn't like a 6-month thing. So it's, and the whole time I thought there was some, I guess I didn't know what I was doing or looking at, but I thought there was some way to control whatever I was focusing on. And there was, obviously I thought there was some benefit to doing so, and realizing wholeheartedly that there isn't a benefit to digging in to that anymore. It's always just keeping me from where I'm at. It's a lot lighter, and it's not so much a thing about me anymore. It's like I'm here or I'm distracted by some thing, some story, something. My mind is like, look at this, focus on this, this, remember this, what about this, got to overcome this, got to figure this out, got to do this, got to do that. And it's just like a fucking nagging kid, right? Trying to grab your attention, tugging on your shirt. And sometimes what comes up is like future things too, like what things are happening, what's going on, kind of just as you were expressing, and realize that today too, that there's no way to know, like there's no guarantee of anything. Like it plays out, it has a very, very natural way of playing out as you continue to be here, as you continue being where you're at. And there's no guarantees or certainties of anything. And it's still just your life. And as you're there for it, you'll be so much more sensitive to what's going on, to what's actually happening. And you'll just make decisions and continue to do things because you're taking in all of the like data. Like there's so much more shit going on right now than I've realized. And when you're taking all of that in, it's like things just start making more sense. It's not a right answer, but it's like, yeah, this one makes a lot more sense than this fucking shot in the dark that you had because you were just focused on some thing that was some assumption, some idea of what should or whatever, as opposed to being where you're at and just realizing how much stimuli is here. Like I get that we can't even focus on everything necessarily, and there's so much that our brain's processing at any given moment. And it's almost like part of me wanted to distract myself from everything that's here just because I felt like maybe it was too much, or I had to, you know, tiptoe through things, you know, instead of just jumping in and continuing on and continuing to take part and just fucking be reality and continue on and not be so fucking focused on what I don't even know. It's not even like what I think should be happening. It's just a fear of what. And that's the thing too, is like, oh God, like the habitual things from a while ago, they don't hold up anymore because I don't prioritize the same things anymore or the same focus. Cause when certain habitual things come up, I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. Wait a second. And when I take an extra second to be like, wait a second, that, and it kind of like starts to fizzle out a bit. Like it's not the same end goal. Like I don't necessarily have something that I really, really want to get to, like a carrot so much anymore. And so it's there isn't the ability to be so much pull from here. And as I continue to be here, I continue to actually find out and just fucking live and be here as I go. And that's all I got to do.
This is all that you have been doing. You know, it's so funny because we don't recognize how much we pick up over, say, the first 20 years of our life. And what I mean is that we all have at this point, especially if you're in your late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, this almost unconscious drive to get somewhere. Like there is this place that we're going to get to where we're going to be secure before we die, where we're going to have all the things that we need, things that will make us happy. Everybody's going to love us. We're going to be, you know, surrounded by community and all this. Like we really do have this idea, like we have to get to a place rather than master where we are. And we don't recognize how much of that is just straight up driven by a fear of death. Everybody's following this fucking template to security. Everybody's following this retirement idea. You know, I just got to get to a point where I can settle down. Why? Like, is that really what you're looking for? Is it really? It's like, I can give you a coffin right fucking now. You know, like the whole point is if you're looking for a way to just wait for death, I mean, you're in this for the wrong reason. And if you're in this to live, then fucking live. Live. But that means you have to be in life. which only happens now. And if you're worried about the future, if you're planning for the future, if you're terrified about what's going to happen in the future, you need to understand that it's only because you're really not that involved with what's happening now. It's the only reason you can get that deep into your fears and your thoughts is because, fuck, you're distracted. You're distracted from what's happening. Because if you were involved with what's happening now, that would take priority. Which isn't to say that you shouldn't be like, well, I'd like to own a house one day. You can do that if you want to think about that. But is it your priority? Do you really think that's going to make your life better? Do you really think that that's the ideal path? And if so, why? Why do you think that? Outside of the superficial, well, then I'll have a house and I'll have equity and I'll, outside of all of that stuff, what is it going to do for your life? What is it going to do for you here and now when you're still sitting up at night with your insecurities and your fears, thinking that you should be more, that maybe the house should have been bigger. Oh shit, the market's dropping. Oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up with my mortgage. Should I have gotten a better rate? Like, what? Your house ain't going to do shit for any of that or the judgment that goes with it. So really all you have is here and now, and then let the fucking path unfold. Let it unfold, which doesn't mean you can't save and do all that stuff, or better, my Sifu said this to me, don't save your money, organize it. I thought that was great. I was like, oh, what does that mean? It means put it into something. And that doesn't mean invest your money. Maybe it means invest your money in yourself. Maybe it means buy that fucking guitar, you know, or something along those lines. But you're using your money. Don't just save it for a rainy day, because as inflation has made fucking incredibly obvious, your money might be worthless one day.
Yeah, and maybe one day, not that long into the future, especially if the dollar, we'll see. We'll see if that dollar takes a tumble anytime soon. That would be a little bit alarming. But how often, like, the question of what things going to do for my life, like, I've talked with people who I don't even know I've probably not even gone. It's almost like a deeper level. Like, what impact does this actually have on my life? And it's so fucking obvious when you say it, like, what impact is this going to have on my life? And yet it's kind of like a secondary thought for a lot of things. It's like, well, how's my life going to look? I don't really care how my life actually is. And it's like, that makes me kind of want to throw up, like, a lot. But it's so common. I'd rather my life look good than be good, or look enjoyable than be fucking enjoyable. And every time, it's not to say that it's a trade-off directly, but, you know, you're investing some of it in trying to make it look good. Like, it's probably being taken directly away from it actually having the opportunity to be enjoyable, you know? And, well, why do I do things? Well, because other people do things. Why do I do this? Well, because it's always been done. Why do you do this? Well, it's just the way it is. Like, wait a second. Oh, shut up. You always talk about deep shit. It's like, whoa, hold on. You don't want to consider the impact that this might have on your actual life. We do realize that our lives are only here. Only here. Like, this is the spot that it's happening. Like, you can't do anything else anywhere else other than where you're at. But there's so much, like, just like direct avoidance of being here. Here is inherently uncertain. Like, I get if you don't have faith in yourself, why just being here is alarming or very, very intense, because you got to be willing to have faith in yourself. As soon as you feel like you don't, it's like things start coming up and you start feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and that's like, but you're still here, and you can always, like, there's always the opportunity to just be here and not have so many considerations about what's going on or what's happening. But how much of, oh my God, how much we invest in other things, other people, other experiences, other points in time, almost entirely in somewhere else other than here.
It's almost sad, if it wasn't so funny. We want so badly to have something to have faith in, whether it's in control or it's in the idea that other people will support us or in an all-powerful deity that has a list of right and wrong. We just want to have faith in something rather than just have faith, which is the only real faith, because faith in something isn't faith. It's another promise of control. It's another promise of certainty. And so having faith in yourself isn't what it sounds like. It's not having faith in something. It's not having faith in an idea. You're like, I gotta have faith in myself. I'm good at this. That's not it. Because now you're afraid of not being good at that. Or you're under the impression that there's a such thing rather than just what you're going to do. And so faith in yourself is really just faith, which is nothing at all. This is why, yeah, Jesus was saying your kingdom of heaven is smaller than mustard seed. Right? It's just, it doesn't even exist in the way that you think it does. It's a concept. It's an idea. And it takes you farther from the truth. That said, this is the end of this episode of Dualistic Unity Raw. I wanted to mention very quickly that we're going to be continuing on in 15 minutes on TikTok. You can join us on TikTok Live on Andrew's account at Not Andrew Murnane or on my account at Transcending Me. And then at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, we're doing our free public group. You can register at dualisticunity.com. Just go to free events in the navigation bar and registration is totally free, though seating is limited. And then after that, we have a tier one call. On Patreon. You can join us at patreon.com/dualisticunity. Thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been a blast.
So fun, as always. Looking forward to talking to some of you very soon. Bye, everyone.